From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. A tornado whipped through southeast Alabama yesterday evening along the Georgia border, causing widespread damage in Talbot, Muskogee, Harris, and Grady counties. It touched down in Lee County, Alabama, where the county sheriff reported 23 people have died thus far. GPB reporter Grant Blankenship is reporting on the storm's impact in Georgia and joins us now. Grant, welcome.
Thanks. Good morning.
So when were residents in the area warned about the possibility of a tornado?
So this all sort of ran between about noon until around 6 o'clock last night. And what you saw during the day were these tornado warnings popping up like popcorn on the map all across this belt running from Columbus to about Sparta, midway between Macon and Augusta. Of course, the most deadly tornado that was spawned by these storms killed those 23 people you mentioned in Lee County, Alabama, and that was just across the river from Columbus, from across the Chattahoochee River from Columbus, Georgia. There was also a second line of storms way far south Alabama into far south Georgia that caused a lot of damage and apparently also tornadoes.
And south Georgia, the same areas possibly hit by Hurricane Michael?
Right, yeah. So according to the Tallahassee Democrat, there was a tornado from that second line of storms that destroyed, you know, a dozen homes and businesses in the town of Cairo. That's between Bainbridge and Thomasville. And yeah, that's right in the middle of that 20-county area that was hit so hard by Hurricane Michael last year.
Well, can you give us a sense, Grant, of the communities there in these areas that were affected?
Right, well, so Cairo, like I said, is already in a place where people are waiting for assistance from the last disaster, you know, Hurricane Michael at the end of the year. In the middle part of the state, a tornado destroyed a few homes in Peach and Crawford counties. And if you saw videos on social media of this particular tornado, it was huge. And the fact that it only destroyed a couple of homes and resulted in, I think, one broken limb. That was the only injury. It's sort of amazing.
So this much more devastating, especially in Lee County, Alabama, 23 dead, as reported. This happened on Sunday night. What kind of recovery efforts are on the way?
Well, you know, in Alabama, they're still searching for people. I think the number is at least 23. I don't think they're confident that that's the final tally of fatalities there. In South Georgia, again, people are still waiting for recovery assistance from Hurricane Michael, and this just piles on to that difficulty of getting back on your feet after that event. You know, in Middle Georgia, I think for the most part, people are probably, you know, shaking their heads, saying, you know, we kind of dodged a bullet, and, you know, waiting for insurance adjusters to come and make the houses right again. But I think people in our part of the state are probably relieved that it wasn't any worse than it was.
Well, Grant, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned to GPB and NPR throughout the day for updates on the tornado.